So please welcome Chris McKinney.
Thank you. I spent most of the year 1974 pregnant with my third and last child. And because in 1974, the Lamaze method of natural childbirth was all the rage among pregnant people, I decided to give it a try. And I quickly embraced it. I read all kinds of books on natural childbirth, and when the time came, went to the classes and learned how to do the deep breathing in through the nose, out through the mouth, focus on the breathing, learned how to concentrate, and in fact, I was successful at giving birth to my third child, my son, using the Lamaze method of natural childbirth at the end of 1974. So because I had embraced all of these new techniques so much, I continued to use them to meditate, because at home I had two crazy little toddlers that I was constantly tracing around, and I was nursing my brand new infant, you know, every 3 or 4 hours around the clock. And I was doing laundry, including diapers, because there were no paper diapers back then, and, you know, cooking and cleaning. I was a stay-at-home mom with three little babies, and I loved it. And my husband worked, he was a mechanical engineer, and he worked long days, long hours, 5 days a week. So whenever I got a minute, I would practice the breathing that I had learned, sit down, if just in, on a rare occasion when all three of them might be sleeping, or the two toddlers were busy and the baby was sleeping, I'd, you know, catch 5 minutes and try to meditate and relax. And I had discovered on the telephone, we had a kitchen wall phone, and it had a long cord. And I had discovered this dial-up guided meditation that I found quite handy every once in a while. And you call up and plug in your, I don't remember all the details. It could have been a 1-800 number, or it could have even been something that I paid for. But it was a guided meditation. It was a man, a soothing voice, say, sit down in a chair. Breathe deeply through your nose. Breathe out through your mouth. You can feel the peaceful energy surging through your veins. You are feeling very relaxed. And it was quite effective for me at the time. So this one Friday night, my husband, hard worker, came home. And he had had such a bad week. And he was just dragging. I mean, his tie was undone. He was carrying his briefcase. His suit coat was unbuttoned, and he walked in the door, just bedraggled. And I said, oh, I've got just the thing. Just stay right there. Just stay right there. This will make you feel much more relaxed. You'll feel a lot better, you know. So he rolled his eyes and decided to humor me. I was waiting. I said, just wait. So I'm pushing the phone numbers, and I wanted to have him hear the very beginning of it, right from the beginning, the very first word. So I didn't want him to have to do anything. So I'm dialing it and waiting, just in time. It's just about to start. Oh, here it is. And I clocked him right in the jaw. And he dropped his briefcase. Oh, and reels back in the kitchen. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And the whole time this guy is speaking over, you are feeling very relaxed. And then I started laughing, which made it so much worse. So needless to say, he did not hear the message. He wasn't feeling relaxed. He stormed back into the bedroom to change, and I pulled myself together. That's my story.